Now an escape from the weighty problems of this world and the afterlife. Writer Doug Fine lives in the rural Alaskan town of Haines. Even so, he finds he needs a few days of solitude now and then. He sent us this audio postcard after a four-day kayaking trip through the windy fjords near his home.
The first thing you do in Alaska when you're planning a solo kayak paddle is listen to the Weather Service report on your portable VHF radio. You listen to this weather report out of habit, but you know that the prediction is going to involve high winds and seas, and you know that you're going anyway. You just got to stick on the dry suit and paddle. Here was my rationalization to myself moments before I set off. I'm telling myself that this is all worth it, you know, the solitude, the quiet, the sea mammals. And so I was off, weather be darned. Or I was off for a couple of hours before being blown ashore just 2 miles from home. I set up my tent on a remote beach. When I woke the next morning, I found it was the lowest tide of the year. The whole world is exposed during a serious low tide, like a secret revealed. I could see seaweed beds, which are covered 363 days per year. Wearing specially designed paddling booties, I scrambled over sea urchins and starfish. The whole place stank of seafood, which I hoped would distract the local bears from my salmon and rice dinner waiting for me back at the boat. This was only day two of the trip, yet already I'd forgotten the day of the week, and I noticed long-delayed life plans were starting to form in my relaxed mind. I paddled around for a while in the low tide, and by midday the weather eased up for me a bit, so I paddled on south toward Juneau. A couple of hours later, in very rough seas, I thought I saw, in the distance, yes, a spout, then a tail breach. Okay, I've just seen my first blowhole up ahead at about 100 yards. Oh, I see it breaching right now. It's about 150 yards away. The water's a little choppy here, so I'm going to have to paddle a little bit. But this is what it's all about. The three whales were pretty far away, and I was just trying to stay upright, so I didn't let my bliss sink in for long. Only for one moment could I hear their blowhole exhalations. But I paddled to a nearby island some 12 miles from Haines, where I had the harebrained idea that maybe I'd swim with the whales, who were now almost out of sight.
Okay, I got my mask on here, and I better jump in before I change my mind.
I quickly gave up on the swimming idea, as the current nearly swept me away immediately. The whales never got really close, either, although after dinner I did have a long staring match with a harbor seal. The whole experience served the purpose for me that prescription medication does for others. I returned home with a fixed smile, ready for life, until the next bout of solitary stupidity beckoned me. For NPR News, I'm Doug Fine.
Doug Fine is the author of the new memoir, Not Really an Alaskan Mountain Man.